Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Seeking answers in Mexico.
Two of the four Americans who were kidnapped were killed.
Fed chair on inflation.
We'd be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes.
Still digging out in Southern California.
There are a number of people that say that they're still buried in their homes.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Two Americans caught in gunfire and kidnapped in Mexico last Friday are back in the U.S. But CBS's Christian Benavides reports.
Mexican authorities announced two of the four Americans kidnapped last week were found dead.
Hay cooperación. Estamos trabajando.
Mexico's president expressed his condolences and says one person has been detained in connection with the abductions. According to the FBI, gunmen opened fire on the four Americans last Friday after they drove across the border from Brownsville, Texas, into Matamoros, Mexico.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We thank our Mexican and U.S. law enforcement partners for their efforts to find these innocent victims, and the task forward is to ensure that justice is done.
One of the Americans was in Mexico to undergo cosmetic surgery. Two small planes have collided over Lake Hartridge in Winter Haven, Florida. Authorities say they are in the middle of a search and rescue operation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says they could increase the size of interest rate hikes to come and raise borrowing costs to higher levels.
The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Stocks tanked on Powell's comments. The Dow plunged 575 points. NASDAQ fell 145. Five women who were denied an abortion or related emergency care with their pregnancies are suing Texas over its abortion ban. It calls on state judges to make exceptions during medical crises, freeing doctors, hospitals, and health care providers to treat patients. Plaintiff Amanda Zorowski says her fetus was in trouble at 17 weeks, but the heartbeat prevented doctors from taking action.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both.
Making headway in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains, where residents have been snowbound. KCBS-TV reporter Tina Patel.
Progress is being made. We were able to get up here to Crestline, and mountain residents can now come and go without escorts. But there are a lot of secondary roads that still need to be cleared. San Bernardino crews have been working around the clock. They say they've now cleared more than 430 miles of roadway. That's about 85% of the roads up here.
First responders in Fresno, California are issuing an evacuation warning with about 6 to 8 inches of rain forecast on top of recent snow.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden's stalled nominee for an open seat on the Federal Communications Commission pulls herself out of the running. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Republicans were against Gigi Sohn's nomination to the FCC, alleging the longtime consumer advocate was too partisan. The final word came from West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who said he also would oppose her confirmation. In a statement, Sohn casts herself as the victim of unrelenting, dishonest, and cruel attacks from media industry lobbyists, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It is clearly unfortunate. We are sad to see this happen.
The lengthy confirmation battle has deprived Democrats of a 3-member majority on the Communications Commission.
A federal judge rules a Missouri law that banned local police from enforcing federal gun laws is unconstitutional and void. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Missouri has taken a position that unless there's a Missouri law with the same restriction, they would not allow their officials to, in fact, enforce federal laws.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Ukrainian forces are desperately trying to fend off the Russian military's offensive on the city of Bakhmut. CBS's MTS Taieb in Ukraine.
There's a lot of pressure being put on the Ukrainian government to withdraw. They are losing a lot of men. They are losing a lot of weapons.
Today in France, transportation workers and refinery staff hit the picket lines over President Emmanuel Macron's plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and increase the number of years of work required to claim a full pension. The proposals are being debated in the French Senate. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
The public is still behind the strikes because some 56% of people say, yes, we're still in favor of the strikes. We are against the pension reforms. We do not want to have to work long before we can retire.
France's more hardline unions say there will be rolling strikes this time, which could go on for days in some sectors.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hailed as a hero for taking action in Texas. More from CBS News correspondent Monica Ricks.
Minnesota Vikings wide receiver K.J. Osborne was among four people who helped pull a man from a burning car Sunday in Austin, Texas.
So I didn't even know if he was alive when we walked up to the car.
He talked about being in the right place at the exact right time on the Adam Schefter podcast on ESPN.
Obviously, we just got in a big crash, so he's kind of out of it. And, you know, that's when we began to talk to him, you know, try to get him out.
Osborne posted pictures of the mangled car on social media and says firefighters said without their help, that driver would have died. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Justice Department says if JetBlue buys Spirit Airlines, it would reduce competition in the skies and mean higher prices for consumers. So the Biden administration is suing to stop the $3.8 billion deal, which would create the fifth largest carrier in the U.S. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.